Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 5. Verses 1 through 4. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the little g-gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, and we may not deal with all of it today, for it is quite a bit. The events recorded in Daniel chapter 1, the events recorded in Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 through 4 pertained, the events recorded in Daniel chapter 1 through chapter 4 pertained to the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, who expanded and united the Babylonian Empire. Nebuchadnezzar died in 562 BC after ruling 43 years. The ensuing years of Babylonian history, till its overthrow by Cyrus in 539 BC, were marked by progressive deterioration, intrigue, and murder.
Nebuchadnezzar was succeeded by his son Evil-Merodach, or Merodach, who ruled for 2 years. Evil-Merodach was murdered in August 560 by Nergal-Sharezer. Nebuchadnezzar's son-in-law and Evil-Merodach's own brother-in-law. Nergal-Sharezer then ruled 4 years, 560 to 556 BC. He is the Nergal-Sharezer mentioned in Jeremiah 39:3 and verse 13. At his death, he was succeeded by his young son, Labashi-Marduk, who ruled only 2 months, May and June 556, before he was assassinated and succeeded by Nabonidus, who reigned 17 years, 556 to 539 BC. Nabonidus did much to restore the glory that had belonged to Babylon, under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Nabonidus's mother was the high priestess of the moon god at Haran. Perhaps because of her influence, he had great interest in restoring and expanding the Babylonian religion and did much to restore abandoned temples. He was absent from Babylon for 10 of his 17 years, from 554 through 545. In Haran, he restored the temple of the moon god Sin, and then he attacked Edom and conquered parts of Arabia, where he then lived for some time. And at that point, I'm going to end today, for there is much that we need to cover. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. My name is Daniel White III. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you. Your majesty.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6 years,